Cruise taxes would fund projects from Ketchikan to Kodiak under the Senate's version of the state's capital budget. The measure proposes spending the largest amount of passenger head taxes so far. But some of the projects are drawing questions, and the tax could be challenged in court. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
A citizens' initiative passed by voters in 2006 established a $50 fee for every passenger on board a cruise ship sailing Alaska waters. Most of what's known as the head tax is supposed to be spent on projects benefiting the passengers as well as the industry, but the state has had some problems doing that. This year might be different. The Senate Finance Committee crafted a public works or capital budget, including more projects than ever before.
This is a year, especially compared to last, where there's very small capital budget, so everybody's clamoring to get their piece of the pie.
Joe Geldof is an author of the passenger fee measure and is following the projects list through the legislature.
The trouble with the cruise funds is it has to be spent, it should be spent, on cruise-related activities, wharfs, docks, you know, bus turnaround areas and stuff. So it's a real challenge to make sure we keep it, you know, consistent with the law and build good projects that make better tourism facilities.
Many of the 50 or so projects are easily linked to the ships. Cruise dock or tie-up improvements are slated for Juneau, Ketchikan, Hoonah, and Valdez. Other projects are on or near the waterfront. Haines gets restrooms, Skagway sidewalk work, and Seward passenger bus improvements. But others, while still targeting tourists, are farther afield. Wasilla gets train station work, and Fairbanks, Palmer, and Anchorage will see visitor center improvements. Geldof expects challenges on some projects. One is an infirmary and commissary for the animals at the Alaska Zoo. Lawmakers last year okayed 18 projects costing about $33 million, but Governor Sarah Palin vetoed half the list and more than half the money. This year, the governor proposed about $40 million worth of her own projects. Budget Director Karen Rehfeld says the administration's overall priorities are on infrastructure improvements and projects that address health and safety.
Passenger-funded projects are a little bit different because of the overall umbrella that they really need to provide value to the visitors and to their experience here in Alaska because of the tax that they're paying. So we'll look carefully at the backup for the projects and certainly draw the connection between what these funds are going to be used for and the visitor industry.
Cruise lines and many other tourism businesses opposed the head tax when it was on the ballot. They said the state couldn't come up with enough projects to use all the money. The industry was relatively quiet during last year's budget process, but its opposition has been increasingly loud as leaders watch the worldwide economic downturn impact sales. John Binkley of the Alaska Cruise Association says the project list is up to lawmakers and the governor, but he says they need to be careful.
I think if you read the federal law, it indicates that it requires the money to be spent on a service to the passenger and the vessel. It's not or the passenger or the vessel, it's the passenger and the vessel. So probably the farther you get away from the dock and the ship, the more difficult it is to justify under federal law.
Some industry leaders have called for an end to the passenger fee to lower travelers' costs, and there's been talk of a lawsuit by the cruise lines, a passengers group, or both. The final list depends on what happens in the last days of the session, in the governor's office, and possibly in the courts. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.